Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I welcome you this morning to an exciting show. As always on Saturday morning, I'm excited that God chose me to do this assignment. What a great thing to do. I could have been digging ditches or anything, you know what I mean, which is not a bad thing, but I thank God for what I'm doing. We all have a talent, and that talent should provide for us, and I have the talent to talk and to understand and to minister to others, and I thank God for that talent. And with that being said this morning, Father God, we just want to come before you and thank you. Thank you for our gifts. Thank you for our talents, Father. And we know that you said that our talents and gifts will make room for us. And Father God, just I pray this morning that each and every person understand and get that. Once they get that and work out what they need to work out within those gifts and talents, that's how they do their work for the kingdom. But it's a renewing of the mind. It's an opportunity to come to you and ask, what is it that we should be doing? What is it that you want me to do? Where do I participate in this big scheme and this big plan that you have for us? Father God, I just pray that everyone be able to look within their hearts and have that conversation with you, because that's where the joy is. The joy is in doing what you were sent here to do. And Father God, I ask you this morning to bless each mother and daughter around the world, because if we bless the mothers and daughters, it will also couple in all the fathers and sons, because as mothers, we are the nurturers of all children. Father God, I just thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for all of our blessings, the things that we don't even see and know about. We thank you for those, because this morning we are up, we're in good health, we're blessed, our children are blessed, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, it is such an honor, such an honor. Wow. Well, it's an exciting topic that we have today, an exciting topic. We'll go a little bit. I'm going to give a little details and do some housekeeping here for the new people that's coming on. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm hoping everybody's hearing me well today. I'm testing out some new equipment. So if somebody out there that some of my co-anchors, if you're not hearing me clear, please text me. Other than that, let's go with this. I want to thank the listeners, and I invite you to sit down, relax, get your favorite drink, and just imagine. If you have a round table, sit at the round table, make a circle, get your chairs around, get your pen and paper. Because what we want you to do is to walk away from this radio program this morning and have something that you can hold on to when it comes to your mother and daughter relationship. We want you to be able to have something that's going through your mind, that's actually having you to examine the thoughts of your mind about where your relationship is with your daughter, or where your relationship is with your mother, and then look at, you know, what can I do to make the changes? How can I make some adjustments? You know, where are we weak and where are we strong? There is no perfect mother and daughter relationship, and I want everybody to know that. Sometimes people say, well, you know, you and your daughter, Dr. Bessie, yeah, me and my daughter, there's no perfect relationship between the two of us. We work at this thing. We want to love each other. We want to be able to talk to each other. And even if we have to back away for a few minutes and come back, you know, okay, but we're going to have the respect and the love to do that. And this is all I'm saying to mothers and daughters. You know, daughter, if you've got a problem with mother, just come back to the table. Just come back. Be honest and come to the table. And mother, if you have a problem with the daughter, come to the table and be honest. And I guarantee you, once you're honest and you open your heart, and sometimes you have to do a little crying, asking for forgiveness, if you can humble yourself, you'll walk away and you'll come through that storm. You will come through that storm. And that brings us to our stimulating topic this morning about, and the topic is a mother and daughter relationship test. It's all a test. It's all a test. So call your friends, text your friends, tell them that we're on, that if they want to be able to pass this test, they need to be on this morning. We're on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. You can listen on your computer, or you can call us, and I think this is the most convenient way, just an excellent thing. You don't have any excuse why you can't listen. You can be driving along or whatever, and you still can listen to the program. The words of the Lord will seep into your mind as we travel. You can call us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. And then when you want to talk or participate, then you want to click 1. And that will give me a little signal, and I will come to you as soon as I possibly can. All right. I want to thank all of our partners, all the people that's in the background, our ambassadors that are out there working and helping, and all the many things that we are doing. Sometimes it may not look like we're doing a lot, but there's a lot of preparation taking place now, a lot of preparation. And, you know, sometimes when you see something and people say, wow, where did that come from? It's like it happened overnight. Well, it did not happen overnight. You know, I go back to the story of Michael Jordan, and that just came up because, you know, I was his banker back in the days when they were in college, and I remember him telling the story about, you know, when he was a little boy playing basketball. You know, the coach told him he couldn't play, and he wasn't going to be good at it, and he kept practicing and kept practicing. But when Michael came out and became the superstar, people thought he just popped out and he was that. No, it was preparation. And not only Michael, anything that you see that is greatness, you got to go through the test. You're going to be tested, and you can't get tired. You can't get weary. You got to keep going. But you can't do that if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, that's the key. You got to be a member of the kingdom in order to receive the gifts and the blessings of God, because you got to first go through Jesus in order to get to the Father. You can't even get to him without that. But that's another whole lesson. We're not going to go there this morning. I just wanted to drop that in on your spirit. So if you want to look at some of the things that we're doing, go to www.mdbn.org. That's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org. We have all the announcement on there of upcoming programs. We have a mother and daughter crusade that's coming in September the 8th. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. We're going to go in a little bit of details and practicums that you can use, some actual applications that you can take away, and not only for your mother and daughter relationship, things that you can use in relationships, period. If you can't get your mother and daughter relationship together, how are you going to work with women on the job? How are you going to be able to bless someone, that another woman in your church? How are you going to get along with people, especially women, if you can't get along with your daughter? It makes it very difficult. You've got to be prayed up and concentrating to do some of the things, because in your heart, when I say that, I know somebody may say, you know, but I do get along with other women. Yeah, you may think to the fullest, but you think about it. Your heart is still heavy. When you're not at peace with your children, especially, we're teaching daughter here, mother and daughter. That's what I was chose to do. It wasn't my calling. It's God. So if there's a question about it, then you have to go to God about that. But if your heart is heavy about your daughter, she's constantly on your mind. About your mother, she's constantly on your mind. And I don't care how you try to dress it up and move around and act like everything's okay. That mother and daughter relationship, it's a bond that is there that can never be broken. Now, the strength of the bond depends upon how much you want to put into it, but it will hinder your fullness of who you would be around other people and the different relationships that you could have. Now, that's just my personal opinion. You could take that and do what you want to do with it, but listen to what we're saying later to in this particular show, and I think it all will kind of come together for you. Don't judge it right now. All right? You can call us at 786-462-6470. 786-462-6470. Again, for the people that's just coming on, our topic today, stimulating topic, is a mother and daughter relationship test. You know, sometimes we don't think about it as being a test, but it is. And again, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. You can also go and look at the things that we're doing. We have Ask Dr. Bessie Show that's coming out on September the 10th. You want to be a part of that. You have a story to tell. You know someone that have a great story that they need to share with the world about their mother and daughter relationship, the trials and tribulations, or just the good stuff. You know, it doesn't matter. We want a combination of stories because there are mothers and daughters out around the world that need to be healed. And your story, you're going through it for a reason, and you need to share that story, the fullness of it, the honesty of it, and watch it manifest and be a healing to someone else, another mother and daughter. You can go to www.askdrbessieshow.com. Ask Dr. Bessie Show.com. You will see some of the things we're doing. We have a trailer there so you can see an introduction of the show and get a feel for how the show is going to run and the type of setup. All right. Now let's see. Well, I'll give you a quick announcement we have here. We have, as I said earlier, I started talking kind of off the script there. September the 8th, the Mother and Daughter Crusade hosted by the Church by the Sea in Fort Lauderdale off of 17th Avenue. And then you have the Ask Dr. Bessie Show, which will air September the 10th, 2012. And you have the Mother and Daughter Gala, which is November the 10th, 2012. The gala is a Cinderella ball, so start looking for your costumes, start, you know, putting all that together so that you can come. It's going to be nice, relaxing, very fun. We're looking for energetic things to happen that night. And on the 12th, we are going to leave on a cruise. We are going to Mexico this particular year. So if you want to be a part of a mother and daughter cruise, it's an adult mother and daughter cruise. We're going the 12th through the 16th, returning. We'll be leaving, and you can get some information. By next week, it should be on the Ask Dr. Bessie Show website. So that way you can drive traffic there and people can sign up and be a part of this cruise that we're going to do. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a learning experience. So don't forget. And if you need to call me at 786-462-6470. Or you can email me a personal note at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. I think, let's see what we have here. Trying to make sure we get through everything that we need to talk about. There's so many things. Oh, this show is being brought to you by the Friends of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Faith Ministry. We are not just a social program. We are a ministry. We are Mother and Daughter Bonding Faith Ministries, and our job is to minister to mothers and daughters around the world. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and my co-host today is Sandra D., Cynthia Oliver, Janice Paldo, and sometimes we have Dorothy Westbrook with us, the backup when Janice is not there. But we have a special guest today, and our special guest is Alvina Harris. She's a teacher for special needs students, and she's done this for over 20 years, and she's a mother of four. And with her today is her daughter, Rashida Smith, and Rashida is a banker. And she's a bank accountant, and she's done that for about 7 years. So with that being said, I'd like to just take a moment to welcome them to the show. And let's see, where are you here? If you could just click one on your handset there, Ms. Smith, I will be able to speak to you. There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Great. We're doing well. Thanks for having us on the show this morning.
Okay, that's good. You have to kind of tell me who's who, because the voices, I don't know. But I wanted to say to you, it's so amazing, I'm sorry?
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Cynthia does a great job on finding guests for us. And, you know, when I get up every Saturday morning, the people that listen to the show, they know that I don't really get my inspiration from the Holy Spirit until Saturday morning. And I was writing, and just in the midst of writing what the Holy Spirit was telling me this morning, I'm just typing and getting it all together. And all of a sudden, the topic came back to me, mother and daughter relationship test. And the whole thing was about a test and how you took a test. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, my God, she's a teacher. I was like, Holy Spirit, you are too much. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm about at the end of this thing. And he just said, she's a teacher. And I'm like, the whole thing is written as if I had written it knowing that you were a teacher. So it's Holy Spirit inspired. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Ms. Smith, as a teacher and as a mother.
Well, once again, good morning. I've worked with Dade County for, like you said, over 20 years, and I have a total, actually, of 6 kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I have 5 girls and 1 boy, my son is the 2nd oldest.
Mm-hmm. Bless your heart.
Yes.
And the midst of all those women, go ahead.
Yes. I just have a love for kids. Mm-hmm. I have a deep, deep love for kids, and I consider myself a nurturer all around.
Mhm. Okay. Now, with you dealing with the children, as we talk today, what I'm going to do is go into a little bit about the topic. Then I'm going to come back and get your opinion, and we're going to see how this ties in. You know, I take my hat off to you. I'm a nurturer. I love to talk. Anybody knows me, the least know that I'm a talker. That's my gift. That's my talent. And I've embraced that in spite of what other people may think. God has anointed me that way. But I take my hat off to all teachers, because with all that we have, it's a special something. It's a special anointing to do that. And it comes with a lot of patience. And then you're talking about special needs, that is going the extra mile. And I just pray many blessings upon you, because I know that's not an easy job, and you got to be a special person to be able to do that. I just wanted to say that to you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, let me speak to your daughter. Make sure I pronounce your name right. It's Rashida, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about you. You're an old banker, right? Are you still a banker?
Yes, I'm still a banker. I work in banking. I've been in the industry now for about 7 years. I actually have also my own business, an online retail store, which is my passion, since you were talking about being in the will of God and, you know, doing what you were here purpose to do. I think that's one of the things that I definitely was purpose to do. So I do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm an old banker, too, 17 years. So I kind of have that kind of connection with you. Okay, you have a retail business.
Yes, I do.
Okay, what do you do in your retail business?
Well, I sell young contemporary clothing for women from 16 to 34, clothes, accessories, and shoes.
Okay. And before we leave, get off today, I'd like for you to give that website, and then you can go and look at what you do, because we're big entrepreneur pushers. I've been working for myself for about 35 years, and I definitely believe you should always have something that belongs to you.
Yes.
We try to teach that with the ladies that we work with at Ambassador. We taught in the Dade County School an entrepreneurship training program for one semester last year, and it was absolutely a wonderful thing. So we want to be able to promote that for you as well, okay? Thank you
okay.
guys for being on, and I'll get back to you in a little bit.
Thank you.
All right. And our God is amazing. He designs it, and I try to follow it, I tell you. And I say try. You know, I always say, if you're trying, you're not doing it. But and I follow it because as writing this, it was just like, oh, my God. It turned out to be exactly wrapped around my guests, you know. And I love it when we have guests that, you know, just it just seems that it just tunes in and puts me on point. That's the working of the Holy Spirit. Miles, just to get our guests caught up and the people that are listening to us for the first time or haven't been with us for a while, you know, over the past months and all of this year, God has placed in on my heart to start dealing with family secrets. And family secrets is just not one secret. Family secrets comes from a wide variety of things. You know, it comes from unforgiveness and pride, and it comes from that inter-conversation and, you know, that ongoing conversation in your head and things that you don't think you want to tell anybody. Well, I'll just take this to my grave kind of a thing. And it dealt with, you know, your race and how well you're doing on your race and the relationship. We did one and two of that, one and part two, an expiration of your mother and daughter relationship. You know, it's this thing is going to expire sometime, and you're going to end up in front of your Savior. And when you do that, that's when your expiration date is. And, you know, you got to give account for everything that you've done. And all those secrets are not going to matter, because those secrets is what it weights you down. It holds you back. And it doesn't allow you to free flow, just to flow freely like you should if you were free and didn't have all those pressures on you. And we talked about the trial and error of the mother and daughter relationship and restoration and the hurt, repairing the hurt in the relationship and the missing heart of a mother and daughter. And last week we talked about, the week before we talked about your daughter being a gift to you. Last week we talked about your mother and daughter relationship. It's not a secret. You know, a lot of times people think their relationship is a secret. You know, the things that happen between me and my daughter, you know, we keep it between us and da-da-da-da. But people can see the difference. When you're out in public, when you think it, nobody else noticed, they can tell the energy is not clicking between the two of you. Even though you think nobody noticed, they can tell. People can tell. I mean, we are built to know what's going on around us. So, and a good example, when you walk into a room and people are talking and you feel they're talking about you and they'll just jump all into your spirit, you could feel that heaviness because that energy just engulfs you when you walk in. I mean, that doesn't happen for no reason. It happens because somebody was expressing something about your energy. And then when it gets on you and then you confront the person, you say, so you guys were talking about me? And then, oh, no, girl, nobody was talking about you. Yeah, you're crazy. Nobody's talking. But you know in your heart and soul you feel it. You can't prove it, but you feel it. Well, that's the same way when you go out and you try to pretend that everything is good between me and my daughter and we're this, that, and the other. People can tell. They can tell how you talk about your daughter. They can tell how many times you're talking about your daughter. They can tell about the things you do with your daughter. You know, we know. As mothers, you know that you know. Then others will know, too. So that's about as much as I want to say about that. You know, so a little bit we talked about last week was from the beginning of time, God knew your beginning, your middle, and your end. And then we talked about your seed reproducing after its own kind. Whoever you are or whoever you are being, you know, as your child grows up, that child is going to be able to reproduce and replicate some of those same behaviors and some of those same words and being able to demonstrate that in her life because that's what she knows. So we have to be very careful about how we nurture the seeds because repetition is just an automatic kind of thing. It just happens. What we see kind of resonates into our minds, and it finds a place in our subconscious mind, and it will house itself there for a time. And when that time comes, that thing will reproduce itself, or that thought, and it will bring back the memory. So we want to plant the right seeds to reproduce the right thoughts and get the right behavior and allow our daughters to live as a godly woman. So that brings us to our topic today. A mother and daughter relationship is a test. Now we look at what is a test. A test is an examination. I know most people say, oh, Dr. Fletcher, you know I know what a test is. Very smart. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say you don't know. But I want you to dig a little deeper than just what you think you know. I want you to look at this word test, really, and add testimonial. It's a prerequisite for testimonial. It's a test. A test is an examination. It means you're going to look at it. You're going to probe through it. You're going to just kind of look around, feel, touch it, whatever, think about it. And then you're going to experience something from the test. You're going to experience something either mentally or physically or verbally from that test. And a way to check it, a test is a way to check something. If you're not sure, you want to test it. You know, like a little kid, your mother may say, don't touch that stove, it's hot. Well, you know, come back. She come back and she look at it, and she look at it, and she see the fire there. She sees it, that it's hot. But she don't really know what that means. So curiosity will get her, and she'll just barely touch a finger on it and get burned. See, got to check it. And when you check it, you get that experience. Maybe a good one, and it may be a bad one, but it's still a part of the test. And then you got to do an assessment. You're going to assess it, then you're going to come up with a conclusion, because the whole thing is just a trial. It's a trial to see how you're going to use what you've been given to fight that battle or to pass that test. In other words, it is suffering and tribulation. Now, you got to pass the test before you can move to the next level of whatever you're being tested on. Everybody has a different test because we're individuals, we're unique, we're different, and we may go through similar things, but we're never going to go through the same identical thing. And that's the thing that mothers need to understand about their daughters. No matter how similar things are between you and your daughter, they will never be the same. So we can't assume that what we did in a situation that our daughter should do the same identical thing, that it would work for her. It may look similar. It may look the same, let me say it that way, but it's only similar to that. It's not the same. Her life is not your life, and your life is not hers. Now let's look at your child in the first grade. She can't read and she can't count. And the teacher tells you, you know, we won't be able to pass her. She won't be able to go to the second grade. I know the first thing you say in yourself, oh, no, I'm embarrassed. I can't tell anybody my baby didn't pass the first grade. Is there anything we can do? Can we give her some extra work? Can she go to summer school? Because nobody wants to be embarrassed, and you don't want your child embarrassed. You want her to go to the second grade. So you want to know, what is it that I can do to help her get to the next level? I know everything in you may want to see her move on, but there's that something in you that knows that she needs to take the test over again. You know that, but because of pride, you'd rather suffer the child because of your pride. Can we just do anything? call the board, the school board. You know, what can we do? She'll do better when she gets to the second grade. Can we just please move on and we can monitor her? You know, you come up with all kinds of solutions. Now, I'm going to give you an example. There was a young lady, her son was 5. He went to the first grade. You know how it is when you send them too early. But, you know, when you're paying daycare and and you're looking at your money, oh, shoot, I'm going to go ahead and send them to school this year, so I won't have to pay daycare for another year. And you put the child in school. And the child goes through struggling because not only is the child smaller in stature, the child is smaller, you know, all the way around, and then you put them with kids that are much larger and much advanced, and the child struggles. And it took a couple years for that mother to finally realize, I got to come back. We got to bring him back and put him with his own peers. And it was a conversation with the child, and the child said, I just want to go back to my regular grade. I want to go where I'm supposed to be. And out of all, the child was ready to go. The mother, you know, crying and struggling with it, you know, is it going to be embarrassing and this, that, and the other? And finally decided, you know what? I'm going to do what he wants to do. That particular child was placed back one grade level. And when they went to the third grade, the teacher said, don't worry about it. What we'll do, we'll just say that you were, you know, you were entered into the wrong class, or they, you know, because it was only a couple weeks in the class. And now, honor roll students feel good, positive, because the decision needed to have been made earlier, but she made the decision before it was too late. But inside her heart, she knew the child was struggling, and she knew with tutors and trying to get all that she could give her, nothing was working. Had to put him in his place. Now, as a mother, we want the very best for our daughter or our children. Even when we know that the child is not ready, we have to make some hard decisions. We have to say no. We have to say no to passing her on and yes to having her repeat the test. That's a part of your job, is to make sure that that daughter is prepared for her journey, knowing in the long run she's going to be better and stronger in her ability to master her future tests that are connected to her life journey. Now, just replace your role as the mother of a child that you have to make this kind of decision with. Now, just take a second and think about it. And maybe you wasn't faced with that, but I'm sure there are many mothers out there that had to make those kind of decisions, and how hard it was, and how you thought, oh, how embarrassing it's going to be. In your heart, deep down inside, your spirit is saying, but it's going to be the best for the child if you do that. Sometimes mothers will go with that and make that hard decision, and sometimes they'll just ignore it, and the child will struggle not only through school but through life. So just replace your role as a mother making that kind of decision with the role of the father, our father, who has to make those hard decisions, who has to say no. No, Bessie, you cannot go to the next level. Why, God? Why can't I go? I want to go. I'm ready. Please, come on, God. No. Because, see, he knows that if I don't get it here, it's going to be doubly hard for me as I travel down my journey. Because he knows what's ahead of me. He knows what I need to have. He knows in order to fight the battles, and because I'm a Christian, that there's persecution coming. He knows how hard that persecution is going to be. And he knows I got to have the right words, the right spirit, and I got to have enough of Jesus and the blood and the grace upon me and have that settled in my mind. He knows that. That's why he's the Father. He's the author and the finisher. He's the designer. excuse me. And he's not going to let, he loves you too much to let anything happen to you. But yet, we want to be passed on. We want to go to the next level. That's a prerequisite to every test. And you just can't skip. And if you didn't design the program, how are you going to know what the prerequisites are? You won't know that. So since the Father designed you and your journey, and he prepared the test, you can't fool him. And he's not going to allow you to pass. I don't care how much you cry. I don't care how much you have a tantrum. You know, we as adults think that we are grown, so we don't do this. But we have tantrums just like little kids in a big way. We're going to make God do something. I'll fast for 3 days and God will do. Or I'll just go to church every Sunday and God will do. Or I'll help somebody today and God will do. No, it's already done. Everything that you need when you came here, it came inside of you. It's already done. Now, how do you get that out? You've got to pass some tests. You've got to learn some lessons. So, for example, you ever notice that you keep repeating the same type of experiences in your life? The same type of experiences over and over and over again. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm so tired of this, fill in the blank. Why do I keep going through the same thing over and over again, fill in the blank? Why can't I ever get that right, fill in the blank? Every time I turn around, I find myself in the same type of relationship, fill in the blank. I keep attracting the same type of people, fill in the blank. The things that I want to change about myself, I find myself trying to change others, change it in others. I find myself trying to change others to my way of thinking so I can feel better about myself, to validate me. Now, you know yourself better than anyone else. The only other person know you better, it is God, the Creator. But there are prerequisites to every test. You've got to go through it. You've got to learn something here in order to get to the next step. And remember, as a Christian, that's where you are fighting to get to. You're fighting to get to Jesus. You're fighting to get closer. You're fighting to get to your end of your journey, and he's waiting at the finish line. And you got to pass the test to get to him. You're not just going to walk down and nothing happened to you, because then he would be a liar. He said there's persecution. You follow me, and the closer you get to me, the more persecutions you have. Persecutions are only a test. And when you get that, you will embrace that and know, oh, I'm doing good because I'm getting closer to Jesus, and therefore my persecutions are getting strong. Thank you. I'm going to fight this. Okay, how do we do this? Just look at yourself on a treadmill. And you're walking steadily, and then all of a sudden something jumps out at you. It's a sudden situation. You got to make a decision. You don't know what to do. You want to cry. You want to pray. No, you got to stand. It's only a test. How do I pass this test? You got to learn to receive in your heart the spirit of love, forgiveness, and humility. And when you get that, that's the basis. Those are only a few, but those are the ones that will help you when things come at you. And you don't even know which way to go. You wake up in the middle of the night and your thoughts want to paralyze your body. Your mind want to stop. Your eyes pop out. You're sweating. Your body just want to go into shakes because the enemy wants to scare you. But if you operate out of love and you operate out of forgiveness and humility and you're doing this on a daily basis, you won't get into that. And if you find yourself into any of those situations that I just talked about, you got to go back and revisit the main thing, love. Because if you work out of love and love everybody and do it unconditionally, regardless of what they say about you, regardless of how people treat you, you got to know I love them in spite of it. And you send them love. Every day you send them love and peace. You do you. You do what you're supposed to do because you are on your journey. You're not on their journey. Forgiveness is for you because it's your journey. They don't forgive you. That's their journey. It's not your call. You're not the judge. Just stay focused. Don't look to the right or to the left. Keep your eyes on the finish line. There's Jesus at the end waiting. And he said, come on, come on. That's just a test. Now, how do you pass this test? You've got to know the word. And if you don't know the word and you don't have it anchored in your soul and spirit, you can't use words that just pop out of your mouth. Your words have no power. You got to use the words that God said. He said, my word will not come back void. He didn't say Bessie's word. He said, my word. So when you do that, when I use the word of God, I don't try to use anything for me. I just say, no, that's not what the Lord said. He said, you're healed. By his stripes, you're healed. So healed mean done. It's the ED, not the ING. It's done. Thank you, Lord, for the healing. I believe it. I receive it. Don't think about it no more. Keep it moving. Keep going because you're on a journey. Don't let things hold you up because if you concentrate on it and you think about it too long, you will come into the picture and you will try to reasoning out something. It's a test. You don't reason on a test. It says put your first answer down, let it stay, keep it moving. If you go back and you try to reason with the test, you will change the answer and you're going to mark the wrong answer. Your first thought is a godly thought. Think good. Keep it going. You're on a journey. This is how you're going to pass the test. So, to bring this to a conclusion, I'm hyped up. I can go on and on and on, but I got to bring it to a conclusion. You got to use the words of God. You got to speak it. You cannot use it in your mind, into your thoughts, and let it run around. It has no power there. The power is when you believe it in your heart and you speak it into the world, into the universe. When those words come out of your mouth, those words, and your heart is aligned with the word of God, the power is ignited. And that will fight any battle that you have. When you say that's the way Jesus did it, if we're going to be like Jesus, Jesus didn't use his words with Satan when Satan was trying to tempt him. He said it is written. So don't say anything except what it is written. That's the key, that's the little clue that you should have. Go find where it's written and say exactly what is written. And you can fight the battle and you'll pass that test. And then God has said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You don't have to wait till you get home to get that message. You're going to get it right here. Thy kingdom come here on earth. So when you're with your daughter, you know, well done, honey. You've done a great job. But she's modeling herself after you. So if you don't have this, your daughter's not going to have it. So don't expect her to do something that you're not doing. Look at your relationship with your mother. And if you didn't have a mother, you can see the most powerful element that was missing out of your life that may have caused you some additional test. But you still have the same teacher. You still have the same prerequisite. You still have the same book. Read it. And as I say to you mothers and daughters out there, trust God, have faith in his word, and watch his word manifest in your mother and daughter relationship. You'll pass every test, every time. You won't have any stress. It'll be eased, laid back. You'll have the peace that surpasses all understanding. You're worrying about your mother and daughter relationship, you don't have peace. But when you get into the peace, and the only way you can do that is by using your words. You cannot receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior without speaking it out. He says, say, ask, and you shall receive, knock, the door shall be open. Seek, and you shall find. You got to use your words. And I always end with telling you that your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions. And your visions create your reality. If you don't like where you are in your life, simply change what you say. Because God says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So whatever you have on your mind's, the thoughts of your mind's eye, that's who you are. You will be who you think you are. Thank you for listening. I'm going to open up the line and talk. If I guess it's still there, if you could click on one. Yeah, let's see. I'm going to go here. I don't. Here we go. All right. I have so many numbers that I can't necessarily tell who's who. Okay, Ms. Smith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your thoughts on our topic this morning? A mother and daughter relationship is just a test.
I definitely agree with that. More so, it's funny that you're talking about, you know, the word, because me and my mom, my sister, we were actually having that conversation the day before yesterday, and we're reading this book called The Four Agreements, where it talks about how you need to be impeccable with your word, and how everything started with the word, including life. You know, how Jesus, he is the word, and he spoke the word, let there be light, and there was light, and, you know, and then he created everything from just his word alone. So I definitely agree with that point in regards to making sure that everything that we speak, we're speaking life, and because it's so powerful, and I think a lot of times we don't realize how powerful our words are, even when we're talking to each other, when we're communicating with each other, when we're talking to our kids, how powerful those words are, and they linger, and you plant seeds in people. When you're speaking either about them, to them, or to someone else about them, you know, and that's where gossip comes into place. But just being so impeccable with your word, and if you are impeccable with your word, you can only have peace because there's love there. So I definitely agree with that point in regards to, you know, the word and your word.
Okay. And I'm talking to the daughter or the mother?
The daughter.
Okay, that's what I'll tell you, man. Yeah, I'm thinking of the daughter, but I don't want to say the wrong thing. Okay, now do you have children?
I don't actually, but I have a whole lot of nieces and nephews. And it feels like I do, but I don't.
Well,
I don't have any
of
my own.
You don't have to be a birth mother to be a mother, trust me. You know, I tell them there's a mother inside of every woman, and every woman is a daughter. So everybody has a mother and daughter relationship. And what a good time for you to hear this and to be a part of this, because this is going to set your thinking along with what your mother, I'm sure, has put in you wonderfully. I can tell by the way you speak and the thing that you're talking about. It's going to make your mother and daughter relationship or your mother-son relationship a lot easier, because we have to raise up a whole new generation. So thank you for sitting in today, and let's have an opportunity to speak to your mother. Let's see what mother has to say about this, since she's the teacher, you know, and how this falls in the test on her mind.
As my daughter was saying, and you know, it's very important what we say and how we say it. Because we, you know, can be just sitting around and conversating and not realizing that we're constantly speaking down, you know, upon each other. I was in the grocery store with my grandson on yesterday, and he's extremely energetic, and a lady looked at him. She says, "Are you being bad?" And I said, "No, he's not being bad. He's just extremely active," because we don't want that spoken over his life that he's a bad child, and for that to grow up in him that I'm bad. No, he's extremely active. He's an active 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. So it's very important, as my daughter said, how we talk to each other and the different things that we say, because once it's breathing, it's in us, and that's how we feel about ourselves, it's a stronghold. It can become a stronghold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and it makes a mark on you that can alter your life. I mean, as a Christian clinical psychologist, I speak to people that are dealing with words that they heard at 3 and 5, between that 3 and that 15 to 16 years period there. Those words are so powerful because the kids' mind, they are wrapped around whatever their mothers say, and they believe that. And I really, my heart go out to you because you took control of that. No, he is not bad. And I tell people all the time, mothers, they say, get somewhere and sit down, you're so bad. Oh, she's just so bad. Oh, he's just so bad. No, it's not. You ever thought about the fact that just a little kid and he's curious, he's trying to understand how this works? I'm in a new world. I'm here. You know, instead of sitting down and educating the child has an inside, innate ability to absorb information. Now, if you put bad in there, it's going to cripple the mind. So,
yes.
You know, I know with you dealing with children, and I know the special need children, I'm sure you're going to live for a long, 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 long time, because I'm sure you're planting words into their minds that they will always think about you. You know, that's how we get to live from one generation to the other, is simply by having that word. Have you ever had something that someone said to you, and to this day it comes back when you were a child and it wasn't your mother, it was just a significant other, a teacher or a cousin or a grandmother, but you can remember that person through that word?
Yes, most definitely.
That made all the difference in the world. I'll tell you a situation, talking about teachers. We had a class reunion this past April. And I was telling the young lady, and I forgot that was her aunt, but I was telling her, I said, I just wish Miss Fleming was living. I would tell her that how the words that she spoke to me when I was in typing, I hated to type, right? Typing in shorthand was just not my thing. I'm a talker. I knew I was a talker. And this thing about typing and shorthand was not hitting it with me, but I had to pass those tests. So she said to me one day, she pulled me to the side, she said, if you learn how to type and how to take dictation, she said, you'll never, ever want for a job. Those are skills that will last you for your lifetime. And I'm thinking, you know, you can't be disrespectful. And I'm, yes, ma'am, I'm saying to myself, now how she knows that, I don't know. I don't need to type. I'm not going to be typing for somebody. But the thing that happened when I was out there, while I was going to school, you got to type your papers. Every time I turned around, there was a job. There was, you know, even as a bank teller, you had to type up the cashier's check. You know what I mean? There was something that you needed that typewriter for. And she said to me, well, she is still living. I said, she's still living? She said, yes. She came to the reunion. And I got really, she announced it up there and said I needed to say something to her. And she's in her 90s, and she was like, wow. I said, you know how many times I've thought of you? And not only her, other teachers too, but that to me just stood out. She was telling me something, that if you get this and you pass this, it's going to be a strong prerequisite for things that you're going to be faced with in the future. So I take my hat off to you as a teacher. I know that you're breathing life into these children. And I want to thank you guys for being on with me today. I got to get a couple other people in. You know, I can get long-winded. I'm trying not to. So I thank you. And if I can, I'll get back to you before we leave. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Wow, what a powerful mother and daughter team. I appreciate that. And of course, I did tell you I want you to give your website. I will try to leave a few seconds so I can do that. So just let your phone stay on. All right, anybody else want to join in on the conversation? Click 1 on your head on your phone and we can get to you. Good morning, 954.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic this morning. How are you doing?
I absolutely awesome, awesome. I'm determined to be awesome, and listening to the show is, and I want to take the moment to thank Rashida and Ms. Harris for being our guests.
Mm-hmm.
And God just, the Holy Spirit is so cool. And I'm sitting here taking my notes and just dropped right in my spirit. The prerequisite for any relationship that has been wounded, the prerequisite is forgiveness. And so if life consists of trials and tribulations, why would a mother-daughter relationship be any different from any other relationship as far as being tested? And if
right.
the enemy can destroy a mother and daughter relationship, man, he's doing what he do. And so finding that forgiveness, that's when you pass the test.
Because see, you can't get to love. How you gonna love somebody when you mad at them? When you got
Amen.
Some hate in your heart? You know, hate and love can't live in the same spot. You got to get
Amen.
To forgiveness in order to get to love. You know,
Amen.
And see, the test is that if the enemy can keep mothers and daughters separate, do you see how he's setting the framework for the next generation? Because that daughter's got to have children, and she's going to be mean to her children because, you know, she's going to pass down, my mother didn't do me this way. Now, sometimes in cases people say, you know what, my mother didn't treat me nice, but I'm going to do extra for my daughter. I'm going to learn. But they got to go through God. They got to do some forgiveness to even get to that. They got to say, you know what,
Amen.
But I forgive her. I forgive her
Amen.
In order to clean that
Amen.
Slate. You know, and that's the same like Jesus. Jesus forgave us. If he didn't forgive us, where would we be? So you're right on target. That's it. Forgiveness.
Amen.
Got to get there.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It was just incredible that he just dropped that in my spirit. That is the prerequisite for any relationship in order for it to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed, but I'm easily amazed. But I'm not amazed because I know that the Holy Spirit works like that. And I
mm-hmm.
just hope every mother and daughter who's out there listening can search, as you say, and do what you say. Do not reason, because reasoning will talk you out of going to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you can't
we always think that the next person owe us something.
Right.
Not really. But you know,
right.
it is just so awesome that the Holy Spirit is working through you, and you are helping so many mothers and daughters find the true relationship that God has for them.
I thank God
for you and my life and being able to heal my relationship with my mom once and for all prior to her passing. And if I had not listened to wise counsel through you, I would not have had that opportunity. So I really must just stop right there to say thank you passed the test because
yeah,
I found that forgiveness.
Wow, that's powerful. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that like that. Yeah, you passed that test because before your mother left, you passed the test. Wow, that's great. That's nothing but the Holy Spirit. But what I want to say to mothers out there, we're running a little short in time. Thank you, Cynthia. God bless you. We're running a little short in time. But I want to say thank you so very much for listening. And I want to come back to Rashida. Rashida, give us your website real quick.
Yes, it's www.shoplolablack.com.
Do it again.
www.shoplolablack.com, and that's Shop Lola Black.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, mothers and daughters out there, fathers and sons. You know, we're not only a mother and daughter team, but we have fathers and sons that are listening. You know, we got a group that says, you know, if we listen to mothers and daughters and what they're going through and how they heal their relationship, it would help us be better fathers and better husbands and better boyfriends. So God bless you. I love you. I am so excited. Remember, it's just a test. When I was a little girl, the television went off at 12 o'clock. and that 12 o'clock sound went beep, and it told you it's just a test. Have a blessed week.